When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line podcast network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now.
This is the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast.
Oh, intermission.
No, it's halftime.
Stop by 9390 Rogers Avenue for the best liquor, beer, and wine deals in the River Valley.
Arkansas wins the national championship!
Check out Eastside Liquor on Facebook for weekly specials.
Say goodbye! Darren McFadden, 80 yards, touchdown!
Do you want to watch the Morning Rush, Halftime, Even, Ruskin, and Zach? Find our live video stream on Facebook, YouTube, X, Instagram, and Twitch. ESPN Arkansas, more than just radio.
Good morning and welcome into Halftime on a Wednesday. Great to be with you on ESPN Arkansas and hitthatline.com 1 minute after 11 o'clock. I'm Phil Elson. My partner, Matt Jones, Christian Johnston. You will be C-Maverick today with NBA Finals Game 3 later on this evening. Matt, good morning. Looking pretty. Managed to pull it off again. You're on a streak. Don't mess with a streak.
I like it when you lie to me. It means we're going to have a good show today. I'm excited for you, Phil. You got a new addition to the family, man. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we did. I talked myself into going to the Animal Village yesterday after the show with my daughter. And let her pick out a cute little three-month-old kitten. Right now, she's in her bedroom right now here in the home studio, making sure that little thing does not escape. Because there's a larger cat here that knows there's a smaller one around, and she ain't too happy about it just yet.
Is she on the prowl?
Not on the prowl. She's
not
doing
yet.
Some very, I would call it polite ignoring for right now.
Just they're scoping out the situation.
You don't want to let them look at each other for a couple of days. Just let them get used to the smell. Just kind of like you and me. You know, we had to get used to the smell of each other when you're in the studio for the first time. And then there can be some quiet acceptance. So, yeah, it's a new family member. That's exactly right. Just trying to figure out his name. It was going to be Raphael, but I don't know. Because it came in a litter with... Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, all named for them.
See, if you could have got Donatello, you could have just named it Mbappe.
And then that's who he looks like.
Oh my god! Well,
the shoulders and everything,
and it's a total compliment too. It's not a hateful thing. He's a ninja out there. He is. He's better than everybody else.
That's right, man. All right. So yeah, exciting times. Now I had made sure that this would be the time of the year where I would do either one of two things: buy a new house and move. I think right now I'd rather remove my own eyeballs than pack everything up and move to anywhere, even if it was next door. We don't need to be doing any of that, and I want my eyeballs to stay where they are. So it's either going to be that or add to the family with a new animal, and that's what we're doing, at least for the summertime, and that's what my focus will be aside from this show and whenever football season comes around.
A lot of stuff going on. You got your boy Hunter Biden. He's in trouble. It's funny. It's like nobody thought you should write an autobiography about yourself. Who thought you like get over it? And then the late great Jerry West, he passed. Dean Weber. I was on a trip with Dean to see Dr. James Andrew, and I want to say we were in the Memphis airport when Jerry West was the GM.
Heading to Birmingham, right?
Yeah, of the Grizzlies. We flew to Memphis, and then. And Jerry West was he. We saw Jerry West, and he's like, "You want to talk to Jerry West?" I'm like, "Jerry West don't want to talk to me." You know, like it's.
But
like
that's not the question he asked you.
And so I went and took a nap, and he went okay. And he went and talked to Jerry West. But that was my only time to ever really be. But what I was getting at is to hear the way Dean Weber talked about him, to hear the way people talked about.
Was he just kind of in awe?
It would be like if we saw Derek Jeter or whoever your favorite baseball player is. You know, it's like our Michael Jordan, it's like you're just kind of, that's the kid growing up. Barry Bonds, you're just like, man, I remember him growing up. He was better than everybody else.
But it's interesting how you mentioned Jeter there, because he's one of the athletes that has gone from legendary player from one place that you know him from to, he's tried to be an executive. I mean, he was part owner of the Marlins and then was kind of running them, making the decisions as the team president. And he left. Things didn't go very well with him there. Kind of like Michael Jordan
uphill
running the Charlotte NBA team too.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. And so you look at what Jerry West did.
He did it better.
No, you realize he was already in the Hall of Fame before he ever. I think before he ran the LA Lakers, before he was ever an executive. We forget he was a coach too, brief time. But yeah, I mean this is somebody that wasn't just one of the greatest players of all time. He's one of the greatest NBA executives of all time. Like, even think of Pat Riley, Hall of Fame caliber coach, Hall of Fame executive, and he was okay as a player. I don't even remember. I think he played a little bit. He had a little playing career, but it wasn't.
It's
the same with Phil Jackson. I mean, he had a nice little NBA playing career, made his bones and his Hall of Fame credentials as a coach. Like, Jerry West, even if you take away the playing career, he's a Hall of Famer just on what he did with the Lakers. Independent of helping build Memphis into the franchise that they are, and trying to get the Clippers to the level where he had the Lakers. Even if you take away the executive aspect of his career, he was already in the Hall of Fame.
And they had Mike Conley, Tony Allen, Zach Randolph, Mark Gasol. Yeah, you start looking at some of those Memphis teams that he put together, man. That's the best. I guess they're kind of coming back around if John Morant figure it out. But those were some good squads.
And there's another person that might not want to write an autobiography just yet, I guess, and Ja. It just kind of come out of nowhere. No, I don't think anybody had heard anything about him being ill or sick. I don't even know what it was that that killed him. So it just, it's a shock. It comes out of nowhere. It comes the morning of the third game of the NBA Finals. And again, I never got a chance to watch Jerry West play. I've just seen some of the highlights. But, growing up, I knew who Jerry West was as an NBA fan in the 1980s. I knew who that was. I don't know much about his playing career. I think somebody would have told me that that's, the NBA logo, that's him. I'd be like, oh, he must have been a really good player. But I think that's why, to me, it's different than a Bonds it's a little bit like an Elway. Although Elway did it with the team that he took to the Super Bowl a couple of times, won a Super Bowl with them or two as an executive. So there's a comparison, certainly. So I think you could point to Jerry West and Elway as, I don't know if you put Elway in as an executive to Canton, but to say something that they won a Super Bowl with him making those decisions.
LeBron James is 117 points behind the leader, Jerry West, for most points recorded in NBA Finals. Jerry West has 1679. LeBron's at 1562. There's no other active players in the top five. So that's a stat that I don't have LeBron playing in any more finals unless he's a second teamer, like a C player. Like, he can't be your first or second player. So that stat might not get broken for a while. Three times he's been elected. You were right. So not just as a player, but three different times he's been elected to the Basketball Hall of Fame.
And that's independent of being the logo. Like, that's, you can only pick one person if you're going to choose a silhouette. I don't know the story of how they chose who it was. I'm sure we can find that out. I'm sure there are listeners right now that know that story. But it's also, the only other logo I know that's got a silhouette of a person is Pete Rose on the MLB logo.
That's Pete Rose?
Supposed to be Pete Rose.
Well, Jordan, everybody knows the flying Jordan. I mean, that's the
that's a corporate logo for a for an athletic apparel company.
But absolutely. Yeah, I'm saying the Florida Gators, they don't put the swoosh, they put the Jumpman, you know, the Jordan. So he's kinda that's another guy I can think of like that.
Well, that's where we start halftime today on Wednesday, where we'll have Clay Henry with us for a couple of hours starting at 12 noon. And it's good to have Grant Hall today coming up in the next segment because you got the U.S. Open teeing off tomorrow. And did you read or see John Rahm come out with the flip-flops and the, I guess you could call it the toe infection heard around the golf world? I mean, you had to talk about it a little bit. I saw you describe the infection between, I think it's the left pinky toe and the toe that's next to it, as basically a hole in his foot. And it was like, ugh, that's a lot of fun to talk about.
Yeah, we got to get to the ball. We got to figure that out. We need John Rahm out there playing golf. He's too great, but he's a live golfer. Phil, this is the coolest thing. I want to get Grant's opinion. Like, is this a clown course? Are they making this to where it's a little too gimmicky?
Because, so when you say a clown course, what do you mean?
Well, if they have the ball on the edge, you can't two putt. You get the ball and it just rolls off 17 feet, 30 feet down. You're like, it's supposed to, the ball's got to stop a little bit. They're making it too fast, you know. And so it runs so fast where you're going to have guys that are getting a lot more three putts, you know. And these are the best in the world. And when you're the best in the world, you want it as hard. That's kind of what I want to ask Grant. Do you want it as hard as possible? Like, is, I mean, just honest, on 1 to 10, do you want it 11? Or does it kind of get a little too gimmicky? Because the U.S. Open, I think what they try to do, Phil, is they try to make you be even par to win. Like, you're not going to shoot 17 under to win the U.S. Open. If you shoot 2 under, that usually gets it. But the thing I just found out, it's an Olympic year, Phil. The top 15 golfers at the U.S. Open qualify for the Olympics, but you can only have 4 per country. So if you're outside of the world golf rankings and you win, are you getting the top 15 and you're ahead of another, you can qualify to go represent your country in the Olympics by winning this tournament.
Just by being in the top 15?
So right now, and then they go to the world golf rankings.
Yeah.
And so the you know, Scottie Scheffler, Wyndham Clark, Xander Schauffele, those would be some of the guys. But if you win this tournament, say you're 17th in the world golf rankings right now, you're 21st, and you win this tournament, you're going to get to represent the country. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. Who would have thought that? I had no idea.
I just found out today.
Yeah. Everything to do with that. Good research by your crack staff, Matt Jones. So you got halftime all laid out there in front of you, and we'll take a break in a moment.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
Ah, the sweet sound of sports you love from Sling. The collide of football pads. The squeak of shoes on a basketball court. The crack of the bat on a home run. The slice of skates cutting across the ice. But what about this one? That's the sound of all the sports you love, all at once. Starting at $40 a month. Experience it all live with Sling. Sling.
Eastside Liquor has every alcohol you need as we get close to summer. Green River Bourbon and Rye is flying off the shelves right now. Come check out the new Crystal Ridge Moonshine and Vodka, made right here in Hot Springs. Eastside Liquor, 9390 Rogers Avenue in Fort Smith.
Are you ready to give your family the best 4th of July experience yet? USA Fireworks wants to make that happen. Go to hitthatline.com/USAFireworks and enter for your chance to win a $1,000 fireworks show. It's $1,000 wholesale of fireworks worth more than $2,000 retail. Again, hitthatline.com/USAFireworks. The USA Fireworks banging giveaway, courtesy of USA Fireworks, ESPN Arkansas, and hitthatline.com.
All guests join halftime on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Matt Jones making me laugh before I come back.
It's
on
the funniest here. Of the pasta.
It was. We're trying to name the kitten, and we don't know exactly what to do it. He thought Fusilli Jerry might work. My daughter wants Jerry. We'll figure it out. Maybe before the end of the show.
Jerry West just passed a good homage right there. Yeah.
Do I need to? We don't need any advice from Grant Hall on naming kittens. I'm not sure, but we'll bring Grant on here, and we have plenty of the serious stuff to get to. But Grant, do you have pets? Are you a cat guy? Or do you have any animals at all?
We're still working on Grant.
All right, this is a very important information to find out before I actually try to welcome him onto the show. Very important information to figure out there. So we're working on Grant. He did say he'd be in, so we'll
hopefully Kyrie's working on his jumper, Phil. He's going to have to step it up, I think. I think that's the missing link, and especially if Porzingis is out.
35% from the field in two games, 0-for-8 from long range. That's not going to play.
And their open shots is the thing too. They're not like they're all contested, but yeah, I have a feeling competitors compete, Phil, and he's an alpha. I have a feeling his home coming back home a little bit. I think he'll. I don't know if he'll get to 11, but the recipe
10.5, 9.5 would work.
The recipe for Dallas to win in the Western Conference Finals is Kyrie and Luka have to have 30 apiece. That's and Luka's been doing it, but Kyrie needs to step his game. If they can do that. The war, especially if Kristoff isn't playing.
Maybe he plays game four. It doesn't sound to me like he's playing tonight.
I wouldn't play him on the road. I'd wait till we get back to Boston, give him a whole full week because you remember when Durant did his Achilles not too long ago and then he tried to come back and he went up and down the court a little bit, but the first time he was done. Same thing with Porzingis. You got to keep him playing. Don't let him turn it up over a 7. Be like, man, you just got to stay to a 7. Play box to box, foul line to foul line, and you can be. Because you got to get 20 minutes out of him, really, if you're Boston.
I just wonder what Kyrie was feeling coming into this game. I know he told Luka, I've got to be better. But, you know, he goes into Boston, a place where he's got nothing but bad history, negative history
bad vibes,
with those fans. That had, I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but that's not a guy who misses open shots the way he missed. All right, we've got Grant with us here today. Grant, what's going on today, Grant? We got the U.S. Open starting tomorrow. We got NBA Finals today. Jerry West just passed away. Let's start with Jerry West. What do you remember from ever having a chance to watch him play? And I mean, this was somebody that had just a singular career in terms of success on the court as a player and off the court as an executive.
Probably the best pure jump shooter ever. You know, you get the logo, that means you're pretty good, right? And I remember one time I have a friend named Larry Robbins, and we were selling family Bibles in West Virginia one summer, and we went very near Cabin Creek. You know, you can't even find it. This doesn't have much population, but that's where Zeke from Cabin Creek came from. And he was the guy, he was the model. Everybody tried to shoot that jump shot like he did, and he also was a very good, probably underrated defensive player, great at getting in the passing lanes, you know, and it just shows how good somebody can be without winning a title, kind of like maybe Barkley. You know, Barkley was a great player, never won an NBA title, and the Boston Celtics were always in the way, and they're in the way of Dallas right now.
Yeah, they certainly are. Are they in the way of Kyrie actually knocking down some shots? What do you think is going on with him in the first two games, and does it change going back to Dallas?
Yeah, maybe too much thinking about how it doesn't bother you and it really does, that kind of thing.
You think it's all between the ears?
It could be, but you know, I mean, the series could change a little bit going to Dallas now, and it'll be all about them maybe in the next couple of games, and maybe we'll still have a series. But what do you think, Matt? I mean, is it over? Has Boston got this thing?
You know, Grant, if Kristoff can't play, it definitely gives Dallas a little bit of life. But I've just the way the defense on the perimeter with Boston, with those four guards they have, they can switch everything. And you look at Derek White and Drew Holiday, dude, those are two of the best defensive guards in the NBA right now. Jaylen Brown's just as athletic as anybody, so he can do it. And that's the thing that they've been doing with Kyrie, is giving him fits. He really isn't getting to his spots he wants to get. He's kind of been more of a catch and shoot when he's open, and they've kind of been physical with him. So you're kind of looking for a little change with Kyrie. But, Grant, I had Boston in seven. If Dallas doesn't win tonight, then it'd be a gentleman's sweep. I think Boston will win it at five back home.
Well, you know, I picked Minnesota, so you really can't go by still holding out for them.
And that's the thing, Grant. So when I watch, when the difference between Minnesota to Boston is, so what'd you have to do when you played Minnesota? You had to take one player away. You had to take Ant-Man. You know, that was really it. Karl Anthony Towns wasn't doing much. They didn't have you try to take Jason Tatum away, he's such a good player. He's going to rebound. He's going to get assist. Drew Holiday is one of my favorite players, Grant. He never, ever looks for his shot. He does everything else, and then when the shot's there, he takes it, and he's so efficient.
Yeah, and I don't know how much Tatum and Brown, does one want to be the guy? I mean, are they comfortable being kind of the two guys? You know, sometimes players leave because of other great players on teams, but they seem to be coexisting pretty well.
Well, none of that stuff happens too often until a championship is won, and then things start to – you can see some of those cracks, I guess. So maybe win the title first. U.S. Open, I was looking up – I love the idea of where Pinehurst is located. I didn't realize that it's in such a small town because, I mean, the PGA was in Louisville, you know, big city. We've had major tournaments recently in Beverly Hills. I mean, it's about as dense as it gets. Little Pinehurst is like, what, 17,200 people or something in this tiny little part of North Carolina. What kind of a course is Pinehurst number two?
Well, it's a great one. And the village of Pinehurst becomes 225,000 people this week. And it really, I'm surprised in one way that it's becoming an anchor site because it doesn't quite have the interest. In fact, they're having to cut down on the number of people that can attend. Just not enough hotels in the area. I mean, when I went there one time, I stayed 30 miles away. I've actually been to three Opens there and have been there a couple of other times. I got to play Pine Needles one time in a tournament for Riders, and then another time when Arkansas went to the Belk Bowl, got to play Pinehurst 8. And one thing about the Pinehurst that has changed since they started having Opens was it's not bent grass anymore. It's Bermuda greens, but they're fast as heck. And when you putt those things, you think, how in the world can I stop this ball? You're going to see people putting off greens this week. Shane Lowry said this morning it's going to be a putting contest. And so one time Kerry Middlecoff, I think it was, famously said, no one wins the U.S. Open, it wins you. And this week, I've been picking Scheffler, and he's been winning. I don't think he's going to win this week. I just think it's too quirky. It's too, you could hit it in the sand hills and have a good lie, or 3 inches away, you could have no shot. And so there are golfers who love to control things. And they don't like it when it's Hubert Green said to me one time, he said, golf was not intended to be a fair game. And you're going to see some of that this week, you know, about the lucky bounces or horrible bounces. So I can't wait to watch it. It is a lovely little place that, you know, they have chimes there that ring. And so we can't wait to for it to get started.
You think Phil Mickelson can break through? I know, I want to say it was 20 years ago or so, Grant, but he was just talking about how the USGA sets up the US Open and how it's kind of gimmicky and it's just a little bit too hard or too fast or like a clown show. Do you kind of, are you okay with it once a year, them setting up the course like this where, I mean, if you can shoot 1-2 under, usually that's good enough to win a US Open?
Yeah, I love it that way, Matt. I mean, I it's not that I'm sadistic or anything, but I do, you know, like to see par mean something still every now and then. So I think that's going to be the case this week.
Is it? So I read this today. Is this correct? If you're in the top 15, you qualify for the Olympics, and if and then they go to the world golf ranking. So if you're a guy like Brooks Koepka or Ricky Fowler and you win this U.S. Open, then you're on the Olympic team.
Well, I think I believe it's four from the United States, and the countries do it different ways.
USA gets four. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I think that's going to become more of a big deal. You know, getting to go to the Olympics as we go along, but it's kind of the focus of the world this week, or at least of the golf world. And Mike Wann just gave his press conference, and I know they had the Hall of Fame induction there the other night. You know what? It used to be on you could see it from the golf course, and then it went away for years to St. Augustine. And not enough people, I guess, went to it. So now it's been brought back to Pinehurst. And I would recommend anybody go there, especially when maybe 225,000 people aren't there for the week.
Going to watch much of the College World Series, Grant? I'm going to get my eyes on it. I think this is a fascinating field, being that it's ACC versus SEC. And there'd be other years where I'd be petty about it and be like, Hogs aren't in it. I don't really care very much. But I am really interested in this. I think right now I'm looking at a Texas A&M versus Tennessee finals. I wonder what you think.
Well, I'm looking at Tennessee winning it. I'll just say that. I have a lot of fun with my son-in-law, Anderson Braswell, who's a big ACC guy. And, of course, he has fun arguing ACC versus SEC, at least as long as the ACC is still around, right, for a couple more years maybe. But yeah, there were some of those confrontations in the regionals, super regionals, I mean, and so, but I think Tennessee's got too much. I think they got too many guys who can hit home runs. That's my pick.
Yeah, I like North Carolina too. To me, they feel like a dark horse. Nobody's really talking about them. They might have a guy who could potentially be the all around best player, just in terms of all the things he can do in there. Center fielder Vance Honeycutt. Heck, he almost beat Arkansas single-handedly in one game as a freshman in the Super Regional in Chapel Hill. So, but all these teams, what they all do is they put up a lot of runs, you know, and that's the thing that was lacking from Arkansas. But Hagen Smith was just named a perfect game pitcher of the year, Grant, and he's constantly compared to Paul Skeens just in terms of dominance from last year to this year. Skeens is dominating major league hitters right now. He threw, 6 1/3 scoreless against the Cardinals yesterday. By the way, in a game that reminded me of a lot of games that Hagen pitched this year, because the Pirates got no hit by Miles Michaelis until the eighth inning.
Yeah, you had to bring that up. That was a great game last night. All the scoring was in the ninth inning, and Michaelis had 5 perfect, didn't he, I think?
I didn't start
watching it till later, but this morning, the Pirates, I think, are a playoff team, aren't they? Or at least tied for a wild card spot. So
they let everybody in the playoffs now in Major League Baseball.
Most of the teams, it seems like, are at 500 or below this year, right?
I got to look at the standings here, because if that's the case, you're absolutely right about that. They would be in the playoffs right now at 32-34. We get to change things up if that's the case, okay? We can't have sub-500 teams making the
maybe their postseason. Their APR is good, though.
But hey,
a high
look.
GPA.
Yeah, that's right. But it's also, hey, you got a team that was 28-27 in the regular season in the Florida Gators that are in Omaha, for crying out loud. So I guess it works for both sides.
You knew how good they should have been. Weren't they number one for a while, I think, or two, maybe number two?
Yeah, they started the season as number two.
Good for Hagen Smith. You know, I don't think he's going to be the player of the year. I think, do you think the kid from Georgia that hit 36 home runs is going to get that?
I think it'll be him. And honestly, I was surprised that Jack Caglione was left off the list. I mean, you could always point to this guy or that guy, and maybe Christian Moore, the second baseman for Tennessee, belonged there too. But if you're just looking at somebody that did two things well, Caglione and he's going to be the Olerud winner. I was kind of surprised he wasn't one of the final three for Golden Spikes.
Yeah, well, it's I'll watch it. Yeah, I'll have fun watching it. Wish Arkansas were in it, but they got to, as Dave said, start over and reload and see what they can do next time.
Well, I know they'll reload. They kind of always do. Grant, always appreciate visiting with you these Wednesdays. Thanks so much. We'll do it again next week.
Okay, see you guys. Bye.
Thanks, Grant.
Grant Hall with us each Wednesday here on Halftime.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Stressed about pests? When you have pest problems, don't call just anyone. Call the Orkin Pro. For more than 120 years, Orkin offers unparalleled service, helping protect homes and businesses from termites, rodents, mosquitoes, and other insects. With Orkin by your side, you don't have to wonder about the outcome of your pest problem. We'll solve it guaranteed. And if bugs creep up between services, we'll be on your doorstep free of charge. Orkin, the best in pests. Learn more at Orkin.com.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
Hickey and Hull Law Partners are now here for you and all your legal needs in Mena and the Little Rock area. Hickey and Hull Law Partners, specializing in divorce, custody case, civil litigations, and more. Having over 7 decades of combined experience to better serve you and the community you live in. Please visit kevinhickeylaw.com or call us at 479-434-2414 for a consultation or come by an office nearest you. Things are about to get better.
Hey, sports fans, don't let plumbing issues throw you off your game. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is here to tackle those pesky drain blockages and ensure your water heater is always in MVP form. With Pascal's world-class service, you can count on a winning play every time. Whether it's a quick drain clear or a water heater touchdown, Pascal's got the expertise to keep your home running smoothly. Stay in the game and leave the plumbing to the pros. Schedule your service online anytime at gopascal.com. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric.
What'd they bring you in that studio there, man? Somebody just handed you something.
Miss Betty got some curly fries, got a fruit cup, and a cheese bugger.
It is lunchtime.
Cornerstone of any nutritious lunch.
Where'd they get that? Where'd you get these from?
No, I don't mean like. I mean, where'd you get it? Like Jack in the Box, Burger King, Wendy's.
Mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash? Never mind. We could do the whole hour with that.
Girlfriend's a vegetarian.
No, she's not.
That's 877-377-6963.
Calls and texts on the McLarty Daniel hotline. Billy from Springdale will get us out of this little Pulp Fiction window here. Hey, Billy, thanks for calling. What's going on?
No, hey, no problem. Just want to say big fan of you guys. Real big.
Thank you.
Hey, I just want to mention one thing. I keep hearing about Caitlin Clark. And I just want to voice my opinion real quick, if that's okay.
Shoot, go for it.
Man, Caitlin Clark is one of the women that a lot of people look up to from when she was in high school all the way into college and made a name for herself. Caitlin Clark took the team as far as what they wanted to do. And now she's helping a lot of little girls look up to her and want to be like her, right? And now the USA team don't want to look at her. And I tell you this much, with her and everybody else on the NCAA bracket, they're all thinking the same thing right now. Even though Caitlin Clark's in the NBA right now, it's a jump to jump from college to NBA, and she's still a phenomenon, and she's still got room to grow.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you think she should be on the team.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Me and probably a lot of people on social media.
Oh, I see people arguing both ways, and I see both arguments, too, because I think there are a lot of people that would watch, that might not watch these games now, that just kind of view it from a casual standpoint, and that's okay. You know, I mean, that sometimes you need the star to get you to watch. But well, I also don't know if that's what the committee was looking at, if they were looking at what they thought the ratings would be, what they thought the team popularity level would be. And they were trying to put a team together, to me, that looks like they were trying to build around a very certain level of experience. But there are two sides on this argument too, Billy, and I appreciate you giving us your opinion.
I think you could have made a compelling case either way. I think you could take the second group of WNBA Americans, and if they went over there, you might have two American teams playing for the finals. I think that's how good they are. Talent, attitude, if you're talking about representing your country, I mean, I think she checks a lot of those boxes. She's just as talented as these other girls that made it. It's not like they're better than talent. It's just like you said, Phil, that she's an alternate, and they don't have a girl under the age of 26 on this Olympic team. It's that, which, that to me, I would want somebody younger to kind of grow for the future, and somebody who's been there before. But then the next Olympics will be in LA. This year they're going for their eighth straight gold medal. And that'll be, and I'm sure when it's in LA, they'll be going for nine. And I'm sure Caitlin Clark could be leading the charge.
Billy, you got anything else?
NBA that could be shooting up beyond the 27 footer to 34 footer and make them
from near half court. Yeah, no kidding. Well,
but guys, I've got to head back in. But it was a pleasure talking to you guys.
Thank you for calling, Billy. We appreciate you very much.
They said Candace Parker didn't make it in 2016 after, and I just heard this today, Phil. Gino Auriemma was the coach, and she had just led him to an NBA, I mean, to a gold medal the prior Olympics. And it's, so I think there's a little Isaiah Thomas when he didn't make the team. I think a little bit of that goes into who's in charge, who likes you, some of that type of stuff. That, because it's not just about her talent. She's obviously talented enough to be on it. I think it's the inside the stuff.
I just wonder if the committee is thinking there's going to be awkwardness one way or the other here. You know, the kind of awkwardness that you can't necessarily work around just by saying, hey, this player here needs to be welcomed onto your team. Just look at the way she's sort of being quote unquote welcomed into the WNBA. I just feel like she'd be an outlier, you know, not an outcast amongst those players, but just treated in a much different way, in a way that you read about how Leitner was treated with the Dream Team in 1992. I could have seen something like that coming down the pike for Clark this year. So that would have been a horrendous situation. Who knows what that would have done to her, or if that would have come out somehow. So what they end up doing is getting the awkwardness out of the way early, way early, by not including her in the team. And I guess that ends up being a conversation as the Olympics get going. You know, if they get challenged in a way that nobody expects them to get challenged.
Yeah.
Sure.
Which they've lost three games since 1992 in the Olympics. That's what I mean. They don't lose much.
It's interesting too, how, so the Dream Team is the impetus to the NBA becoming a league that is much more foreign influenced. If you just look at the stars in the league right now, that wasn't the case 30 years ago when, like, Arvydas Sabonis and Vlade Divac were, you know, some of the Detlef Schrempf, those guys. I mean, they were good international players, but nowhere near the level that you see right now. Nowhere near. And, you know, I know Mike Nabors is trying to, you know, kind of rebuild the women's program through junior college players. You get a Division I transfer from Izzy, and then a lot of international players too. You know, and this isn't a dream. This is a dream team, I guess. It's just Would it have been more a dream team to get people interested in it if Clark was on the team? I guess I don't really understand the level of international women's basketball and how it would compare to what it's like in men's basketball. I mean, you get a lot of American women that go across the pond or whatever body of water to go play internationally and make a really good career out of it. And a lot of them are still right now in the WNBA. 877-377-6963. Calls and texts on the McLarty Daniel hotline whenever you want to get in with this here. But I mean, I appreciate the opinions here. Like, my whole thought is it doesn't matter to me personally if she's on the team or not. And I see the argument both ways. I mean, I really do. And I everybody thinks that they know what's in the committee's mind. You know, Jennifer Rosati spoke to some of that those things yesterday. Maybe you feel that she's hiding some of their true intentions behind it. But if they say the word experience, I mean, then there's the one college player that I guess was being considered that isn't. But maybe that's different for like 3-on-3 where they did select a player with no Olympic experience at all or professional experience in Cameron Brink.
That'd be cool if she went and did the 3-on-3. You know, if she wanted to. So she's an alternate fill. So there's 12 ladies, you know, when you're on the Olympic team, 12 men too. If there are three, do they go? If there's three alternates, do you go to practice again? Like, will she still go a part of the team? Because you got to bring ladies to practice against, and what are you going to do? So I wonder if the alternates go or if they call her up and she's state, you know, how that works out.
Well, like, there's one player, Chelsea Gray, who hasn't played a game yet. I guess she's got to think, is it an ankle injury that's kept her off the court? But I know that they said that they were in contact with her camp and she's going to be ready to play and everything like that. But what if she's not? What if in a couple of months she's not and isn't able to practice much, and if she isn't able to play at a level that you expect her to play at that point, do you make a change? You know, there was a change in 3-on-3 in 2020, but that's because somebody came down with COVID and couldn't make the trip. So you ended up getting, I think that's how Kelsey Plum or one of her teammates from 3-on-3 got into the 2020 Olympics. So, but the thing that I don't like about this, and it's also one of the reasons why I actually don't have much of an opinion about it, is the finger pointing and people calling others idiots about it, and the committee doesn't know what they're doing. The people on the basketball committee for selecting this team know more about their sport than all the people listening combined right now.
And that you got your buddies, you
and
know?
My yeah. knowledge included. I would be included with everybody that's listening in that case.
You know, the media is a hype machine, and I'm sure the WNBA, some of those ladies, they see and they're like, I'm just as good as her. So there's a little bit. They have their buddies. I just think there's something else that we don't get to hear about why she didn't make it, because she's talented enough. She's just not in the clique yet. She'll She'll be there when they go to L.A. If she's healthy, she'll be on the team.
Pretty soon, the clique will be her clique.
That's right.
Just like 92 was Michael's team. There'll be a team that's Caitlin's team. I'm pretty sure about that.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Stressed about pests? When you have pest problems, don't call just anyone. Call the Orkin Pro. For more than 120 years, Orkin offers unparalleled service, helping protect homes and businesses from termites, rodents, mosquitoes, and other insects. With Orkin by your side, you don't have to wonder about the outcome of your pest problem. We'll solve it guaranteed. And if bugs creep up between services, we'll be on your doorstep free of charge. Orkin, the best in pests. Learn more at orkin.com.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris George from Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas gifts, weddings, heirloom family treasures. And at Joshua's Fine Jewelry, we only have one sale every year, and it's right now. Every single item in our store is value priced for Christmas. We do custom one-of-a-kind jewelry. If that's what you're looking for, come see us. You can get anything fixed for a Christmas gift. Selection, quality, service, and Christmas red tag prices now through Christmas at Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville.
BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. And when the game's over, head on over to the online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of their over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use the promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here.
Phil Elson, Matt Jones, C-Unit, and Clay. And Clay wanted to bring up Jerry West for you. I know this is somebody that I've never got a chance to watch Jerry West play. I've just seen highlights. I know he's the logo. I knew him as the executive that built the great Lakers along with Pat Riley. In the 80s.
Made the trade for Kobe, I believe. Mm-hmm.
That's how I knew. Now, I knew he was a player, but I never had a chance to watch him play.
Yeah, I mean, he's played 14 years and made the All-Star game all 14 years.
still the lead leader in points in the NBA Finals history, and I don't know how many of those had a three-point line.
Yeah, there was none one game, seven-game series that he averaged 20. No, maybe it was in the 30s.
He's the only guy to win an MVP on the losing side?
You're right, yep. So I've had a chance to spend time with two of his teammates, several interviews with Gail Goodrich, the lefty, and Jim King from Fort Smith. Jim Country King played at Tulsa, was the head coach at Tulsa when I got there in 78. You know, he was the head coach before Nolan. Was 4.5 years. Cut my hair once in his office. He was a barber by trade when he was, he grew up outside of Fort Smith and then transferred in and played at Fort Smith. It wasn't Northside, it was just Fort Smith High then. And then was the second round pick of the Lakers. And then was a backup, but would come in for Goodrich and cover the toughest opponents so West didn't have to. And played 4 years with the Lakers and the expansion Golden State Warriors picked him up in the expansion draft, you know, territorial, whatever they call that. But this is the cool part. So the head coach and the general manager for the Lakers went to the tryouts after they had drafted Jim King. But, you know, they bring in the guys they draft, you know, in rookie camp, and they bring in, you know, free agents, and they don't have to keep the guy that they draft, right? You know, they haven't signed him yet. So they're having practices, and the head coach is looking in the stands with Jerry West, and Jerry West picks out Jim King and said, "That's who I want on my team." How about that?
Wow.
Jerry West pick you.
That's something you...
I've done interviews with Jim several times about that.
Well, we had Grant describe him earlier today as having the purest jump shot that anybody had ever seen. That people tried to model their jump shot after him.
Well, he's the logo. I mean, he's the NBA logo.
But he's not shooting in the logo. He's dribbling.
No, he's driving. Yeah. But he elevated and shot, you know, a pure jump shot. You know, there's guys that are shooting jumps. They call them jumpers. They're not jumpers. I mean, they're still on the floor when the ball comes out of their hand. and they're almost like set shots. The 3-point, you know, a lot of the big men are shooting those shots. They're not, but he elevated and you know, get his shot out.
Did he shoot underhand free throws like Rick Barry?
No. It was pure. It was a regular shot.
I'm sure he
West
could have
Virginia,
if he wanted to.
He was a mountaineer. Yep. I was playing high school basketball at the time, and you watched him and Gail Goodrich, and of course I knew Jim King was from Arkansas, but it's like, man, you watched him play, it's like, man, I want to be like that. I don't know that I knew, you know, what an idol was or, you know, whatever, but yeah, I idolized when I watched him on TV. You didn't get to watch many games.
How are those Lakers received? I mean, because it's an iconic franchise, but they were second fiddle to the Celtics for the entire 60s. I mean,
because of Bill Russell.
But he played in 9 finals, 1-8 in the finals, scored over 30 points a game in the NBA finals for his career. But I just imagine a team that now, if you transport that franchise to today and they were to lose the finals 9 out of 10 times, or 8 out of 9 times, people would refer to them as losers. They just would. They would say, they just can't get over the hump. It wouldn't be that they get there as often as they do, or look at these great players. It would be, they can't win. They can't win a finals. They've only done it once.
Phil, I think that was a different era. I don't think that's the way people, you know, thought of sports. I mean, they it wasn't Showtime. It wasn't that. You know, that, of course, he drafted Showtime. I mean, he did all that as an executive. I think that the way he carried himself, I think that everybody watched him and thought that this is you're watching greatness. And he hated to lose. I mean, they say he would sit in his locker after losses and just stare for a long, long time. You know, it's like you didn't break him out of that trance. Yeah, I think maybe that was the time LA probably was more all about the, you know, about the Rams. It wasn't about the Lakers.
Probably the Dodgers, 60s.
Yeah, the Dodgers too, yeah.
Yeah, that would have been one of the heydays of the Dodgers, and they would have still been new to the area. So
probably more into UCLA basketball and John Wooden.
That's a good point.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that's probably accurate. I mean, Gail Goodrich was on the first UCLA championship team. But it's fun to listen to guys like Gail Goodrich and Jim King talk about Jerry West and you know, the reverence in their tones, because that's what he was.
That's funny you say that, Clay, because I was going to see Dr. James Andrews with Dean Weber, and we had a stop in Memphis, and he's like, there's Jerry West, you know, and he's telling me stories about Jerry West, and it was, you could see his eyes light up what you're talking about when he's
talking about Dean Weber.
Yeah, yeah, talking about Jerry West. Yeah.
Yeah. If you watched him, I mean, you got the same thing every time out, and you know, the way he played, and I mean, he took hits. I mean, you know, he'd take it to the basket. So did Goodrich. You know, they were fearless. I mean, if you take it to the basket, you know, in a finals game and Russell is back there with the Celtics, you're going to take punishment. That's what he did. But he didn't care. He just go to the free throw, make his 2 free throws, keep playing.
Let's go to the McLarty Daniel hotline. Eddie in Clarksville is here with us right now. Happy summer, Eddie. It's been a minute. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing fine. Still a Hall fan. You know, as I look at the College World Series, it looks like it's an all-SEC versus all-ACC, you know. So I don't know who's going to win it, you know. If I was betting right now, they got the hot hand. They really surprised me, the Gators. The Gators remind me of the Rebels, you know, when they got in a couple years back, you know. But as far as the baseball Hall train goes, yes, the Red Hawks, they derailed their season, but they didn't derail our program. And what I want to know is, what are they going to do? I know we got to replace nearly the whole roster. As Coach Van Gorn calls analytics, what are we going to do in recruiting or hitting techniques? Because the last couple of years, if we don't improve there, we may never go back. I mean, it's frustrating to have such great pitching nearly all year long and see teams that we beat at least once in the College World Series, and we're sitting at the house. And that's really frustrating. But as a Hawk fan, I've enjoyed many moments aboard the baseball Hawk train, the football Hawk train, and the basketball Hawk train. And I would want to know, looking ahead, you know, we got football coming. And what I'm looking for, at least a bowl, I'm looking for 6 or 7 wins in this program. I hope that one of the wins is against Texas. And so I'll listen to you, Clay, what you think. Maybe
amen,
a prediction of what we may hopefully wind up in a bowl in a football Hawk tree.
All right. I appreciate you very much, Eddie. Thank you. Just a quick thing on the baseball team, and then I'll let you get in on the football. I think we're looking so much at – like the numbers offensively throughout the season and everything about that. And look, last year, the year before, it wasn't really the idea that you had trouble, too much trouble scoring runs at times. I just have a feeling that the last 2 years, it's a team that just hasn't played very well going into the SEC tournament.
Timing.
And it's a matter of, I think it's a matter of timing. Florida is just not a, I don't think they're a very good team. They're talented. They didn't show that they were very good throughout the regular season at all. But talent can shine in the postseason, and for them it does. And that's, I'm not going to say that it's a fluke, but they're the outlier to this.
Young
Kentucky,
pitch.
Kentucky, yeah. Florida was not playing well going into the postseason. A&M was. Kentucky really was. Tennessee definitely was. Just looking at the SEC teams that have gotten in, they were all playing really well outside of Florida getting into the postseason. And for Arkansas, it's 2 years in a row where it's just you're trying to figure out, like, how do you get hot in May? Well, I'm not quite sure the answer, because I've seen some teams that have been hot in May that ended up not getting to Omaha, and I've seen some other teams that have played terribly in May that got there anyway.
Phil, it's the schedule set them up for a little bit of a late season slide, and you play at Kentucky and at Texas A&M two of the last 3 weekends. You know, they did win that series against Mississippi State, and that Sunday game to me is that's how I kind of define this team, down 6-0, and they did respond with offense, but that was kind of their last whimper. Now they won a game, at A&M, and they won a game at Kentucky. What are they going to do differently? I think Dave spoke on that after the season, that he would like to have more offensive weapons. He would like to have, you know, somebody in the middle of the lineup, which they didn't have a number 3 or number 4 hitter. They just didn't. I mean, they had guys that, but they didn't have somebody that was physical in the middle of their lineup.
Yeah,
they didn't have any. You look at Florida, they had 5 or 6 guys that would have probably been cleanup hitters for Arkansas.
Well, they all have offensive identities.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you do really well? There wasn't a certain thing you could point to with Arkansas's lineup that they did very well on a consistent basis outside of making contact most of the time. Most of the teams that are here that have gotten to this point, they're hitting the ball over the fence, or if they don't do that, they can do some other things. That's why I think A&M has probably got – and look, Tennessee's got a frightening offense just with their numbers, 170-some home runs. But A&M can put the ball in play. They can steal some bases. They can do a lot. And that to me, in a ballpark like where Omaha is, you got to do other things than just hit the ball over the fence.
I mean, they lost a stud. I mean, I'm talking about A&M. I mean, is it Braden Montgomery?
Oh, with Montgomery, yeah, the center fielder.
Yeah, that guy, a switch hitter, hit him from both sides. But I think what Dave's going to try to do is, I'm not saying he's copying Kentucky, because that's – he's always, wanted athletic teams, guys that can go first to third and some other things. So I think that's what you're going to see him try to do a little more.
You're listening to the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast. Check out the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast at hitthatline.com.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at Ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.